Okay, let's begin this year's Haggadah Shir, Tavshin Pei Dalid, Baruch Hashem. But just to take 3 minutes before we start, it is right before Pesach, so we don't really have another night to do it. But Baruch Hashem, I have tremendous feelings of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the schus to be able to share Torah, not just with live listeners, but with listeners throughout the world and through Svarim, through future generations. We are a people of the book. We've been studying this book since the year 2448, and to be able to add a little layer to that edifice of Torah Shebaal Peh is an awesome feeling, and it is a humbling experience. Obviously, the Torah doesn't belong to any one person. The Torah that I share in the Svarim is not mine. I try to be a Ne'eman Shliach to those who I quote, and of course to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after all, Ein Li Davar Mishali. It's all of the great Mefarshim. It's all from my Rebbeim. It's all from the yeshivas that I studied in. And of course, from my parents. My father continues to be a source of inspiration and dedication. Someone who has dedicated every single moment of his 88 years to Avodas Hashem, and I mean every single moment, from a young age. I grew up in his shadow, and I still follow his lead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant him, Daddy, many more years of health and simcha. And of course, from my mother, Alei HaShalom, this Sefer is the first since she was Niftara in Hebrew. The Haggadah was also dedicated to her. The first in Hebrew. She loved Pesach. She loved family. She loved Torah. I'm privileged to have her name on the front page. And she'd give me a tap on the cheek and say, Shalom, great job. I hope. But Mommy, we continue to make you proud. As Am Yisrael, with all the challenges of the past few months, one thing stays constant, and that is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and Mitzvos. Limud HaTorah and dedication to Torah is our anchor. Yehi Ratzon that we should be able to learn from this Sefer, the Shalom Rav on Pesach, and from many other Sfarim, Be'ezus Hashem, for many years to come, we should be able to learn together and grow together and bring Kiddushim Shemayim for many years. Okay, now let's get into this year's Haggadah. I mean, Haggadah is always not new, but we'll try to have some new insights. And again, as each year, I will, B'li Neder, stay on script and not to add in from other from other years. Feel free to look at the 20-plus years of Haggadah Shiurim online on the OU and on the OU Torah and on YU Torah and all past years. But we will start, as we always go through the Haggadah, with a beginning and make our way through one thought per paragraph or so. A number of the thoughts this year, as we'll see, is try to make it timely and connected and in Yana Dioma. We start off with a thought. We know this night's about family. This night is about family. The Gadlut Labincha, the Shemen Atov in his Sefer and Shmos in Chelek Dalid discusses the machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. Between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro, right? L'chuna chen. Moshe Rabbeinu says we want. There's some more sheets here. Two more sheets here. Somebody wants. The Moshe Rabbeinu says we want everybody to come. The sheets are also online, so if anybody doesn't have sheets, just take notes, and we'll get you the sheets. Moshe Rabbeinu says we want everybody. Moshe Paro says l'chu lochein l'chu no agvarim ve'ivdu as Hashem ki atzah tam vakshim. Take the men. That's all you're asking, and we say no. We're taking everybody. Paro wanted to break the family unit because he knew if he breaks the family unit, takes the men, leave the women and the children and the elder, create a real generation gap. No man between 20 and 60. Yeah, they could go out. We'll keep this group. If he breaks the family connection, then he breaks the nation. That's what Paro knew. Right? Paro knew that Sefer Shmos goes from a family of Jews to a nation of Jews. Because a nation is made up of families. And if he could break the family, he could break the nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu says no. Everybody is coming. Because that's what Am Yisrael is about. We are about intergenerational connections more than any other religion. We have mitzvos, we have etzos, about connecting the generations, and that's what tonight is about. As we start the Seder, V'igadol Abincha, and we have grandparents and parents and children and grandchildren, Kol Beis Yisrael. That's the last pasuk in Sefer Shmos, ultimate geula. We end up with Beis Yisrael, not just B'nai Yisrael, and that is how we start. That is how we start our evening. Good. So we start off the Seder with the simanim. We've spoken about that a lot in the past. Kadesh, Kiddush, the first of the Dalet Kosos, and Orchatz. Orchatz, we know in the world of halacha, we wash our hands before we eat a wet vegetable, hearkening back to the laws that were true in the days of the Mikdash. But already the Taz is bothered. Why do we focus on this tonight more than any other night? You know, we're not makbid on this halacha about washing our hands before we eat a wet vegetable any other night. So why tonight? So Rav Goldwicht, Rav Meir Goldwicht in his Haggadah, in source number 2, quotes two ideas. Number one, where it's underlined. Again, I'm not going to read everything inside to try to cover the material. Ha'hezber l'akpadazu hu. Kivan shebiyadus kol haschala chadasha mishtadim la'asosa b'tzur ha'mushlemes b'yoser. Beginnings are crucial. You can't come on the first day of school without a pen. And the first day! Beginnings are defining. Beginnings are crucial. We need beginnings to be perfect. Tonight is our beginning. We were born tonight. We became a nation tonight. So we try to take a higher standard. The beginning is mashpi and influences everything afterwards. As Shlomo HaMelech says, right, Tov Acharis Davar Merishiso, the Rishis determines the Acharis. And because the Lala Seder is a Hachala Chadasha, Yom Uledet Shalom Yisrael, it's our birthday, we need to be perfect. Remember we mentioned this in the past, of Yosef Engel suggests maybe that's why it answers the Chanukah question. Right? Why Chanukah? We even needed the Nes. Tumah Hucha B'tzibur. But if you only have Tameh oil, so use Tameh oil. Hashem had to do a miracle and allow us to find Tahar oil and had to last for a whole week. Right? So just we'll use Tameh oil. Tumah Hucha B'tzibur. And what's the answer? If the in the middle of Avoda, if one day everything's Tameh, okay. But this is the beginning. You're being Mechanech. You're consecrating the Mizbeach again. So that you don't apply Tumah Hucha B'tzibur at beginnings. When it comes to beginnings, it has to be pure, it has to be perfect. And that's why we start. Orchatz teaches us we got to start off on the right foot. And we're all starting off again, Lel HaSeder. It's a new beginning for all of us. Second idea Rav Goldwicht has in his Haggadah, source number 2, still towards the bottom, he says, this night, what happened on this night? Okay, Yetzias Mitzrayim, what happened earlier on this night? So there is a story that we know in Sefer Bereishis that happened Lel HaSeder. Remember Yitzchak asks Esav, go bring me Shnei Gedoye Izim so I give you a bracha. And Rashi quoting the Medrash, what do you mean two goats? Shnei Gedoye Izim? Is that how much Yitzchak ate? That's a lot of meat for an old man. Right? Shnei Gedoye Izim, Rashi quotes Pesach. It was Pesach. He did one for the Karban Pesach and one for the Chagiga. He needed two goats. That was Pesach night. What did Yaakov do that night? He listened to his mother. His mother says, you got to do this for me. Yaakov Avinu observed Kibud Av V'Em on this night. Later on in the Parsha, Yaakov doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak says, you got to go. I understand everything now. You need to leave. So he follows his mother, he follows his father. Orchatz is an opportunity in many households for children to wash the hands of their parents and their grandparents. More than any other night of the year, such servitude, such service that harkens back to the Kibud Av V'Em that Yaakov fulfilled this night of Pesach. And what led to it afterwards, again, connecting to the first thought, we celebrate that Kibud Av V'Em on this night of the Seder. Again, some places there's a minhag, everybody washes everybody's hands, that's okay, I'm not against any minhag. But the original, I think in every household, at least the Baal HaBayis has his hands washed. Okay. Kadesh Urchatz, Karpas, we've spoken a lot about in the past, Yachatz. Yachatz, we split the middle matzah. Split the middle matzah. So the symbolism, why do we split it halachically? We know we split it in order to create lechem oni. A poor man's bread, an oni doesn't have a whole matzah, he has a piece. So we break it in order to have a broken piece, a poor man's bread. But if you look in the Haggadah, Asapra Kavodcha, this is from the set of Kras Al Shabbos Oneg, he quotes a mashal. He quotes a mashal to help explain the depth of Yachatz. And this is one of those that I think is very meaningful for us this year, as a number of the thoughts are going to be. Bir Achatz Chai Soter Sitonai Ashir. There was a salesman, a wholesaler, who was very rich, who had a big store. Everybody used to come to his store and buy. Wonderful, amazing. They got a lot of scharos mishubachos. Liyamim, one time, nichlesu ala chanus, shnei anashim, two men came into the store. Ubiyadam, rishimas, kenios, nichbada. They had a whole list of things they needed to buy. And they fill up their carts, they fill up their wagons, and they go all the way down the aisles, and they come finally to the store. They need a cheshbon. So Nigash Arishon LaSocher, the first guy goes down to the aisle and he puts everything on the moving thing and comes to a total. Magia la mimcha, Amar balachanusach shel elef umatayim zehuvim, 1,200 gold coins. That's what you owe me, 1,200 gold coins. Hotziyesh bikiso sheish meot zehuvim. He has 600. He can only get 600. I don't have 1,200. I only have 600. But vakasha, you know what? Here's 600. If you could take these 600, and I'll owe you the rest, if it's okay. I'm telling you, take the 600, I'll owe you the rest, if that's okay, fine. He says, you pay me this, and hopefully the rest you'll pay me. Fine. The next guy in line does the same thing. He has similar items that he needed, and he comes and he says, you owe me 1,200 gold coins. The guy says, yeah, okay, can I get it on credit? I'll pay you next week. I'll pay you next week. Could I get it on credit? And the balachanus says no. So what do you mean no? The guy in front of me you just gave, you gave him on credit, so what about me? What can you give me on credit either? So it says the balachanus, he paid me half. If he paid me half, I could assume that he's going to pay me the rest also. Because he has a track record. He gave me 600 gold coins. So I have imun in him. You didn't give me anything. How could I trust you that what your word is true? Keinu gamanimshal, where it's underlined. Tonight is about emuna, hashrashas emuna bekerav b'nei Yisrael. And we do yachatz, which is what? We split the matzah in half. Chetzio ha'echad merameh zagulas Mitzrayim. Half of it symbolizes the geula. We went out of Mitzrayim, the lechem oni. But then we put away another half. And that symbolizes and reminds us of the Gula Hasida. Reminds us of the Gula that we are still in the process of, but haven't reached the climax yet. We have Yachatz Teshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I already paid 600. I'm going to pay the other half. I'm going to pay the other half. I didn't give it to you, but the smock, we like to mention, this is a refrigerator smock, belongs on the fridge, where the smock asks, we know the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, where Rava writes for us the questions that we're going to be asked Lasid Lavo, the six questions, they're not really questions, they're statements. The Gemara says, Omrim lo, right? Nasata v'natata be'emuna, were you honest in business? Kavati itin la'Torah? Did you set aside time for learning? We understand all of those. Those are based on mitzvahs. We have to be honest. Midvar sheker tirchak. Right? Then will you do kavati itin, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Right, so it's the other one, Asakta Beperia Verivya. It's a mitzvah, Puravu. What's number four? Tzipisili Yeshua. Did you hope for the salvation? And ask the Smak, one of the Bali Atosvas. Says, where's the source for that in the Torah? Where's there a mitzvah that I have to hope for Mashiach? That I have to yearn for better days? What if I'm a perfect Jew, I do all the Torah mitzvahs, where does it say that I have to hope for better? What if I learn, Rachman al-Islam, there are many Jews in history that don't excel in this area. Everything's good, everything's fine. The Smak says it's part of mitzvah number one. It's part of the mitzvah of Emunah. If you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Otsecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, part of that mitzvah is to believe and hope and yearn that the next school is going to happen. Kishem, he says, just like, part of Emunah is that he took us out, and therefore he will. That smock is Yachatz. We split the matzah in half, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we know that you did Geula for us once, the original Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We pray and we hope for what's still tzafun, what's still hidden, and that's the Geula Ha'asida that we know is going to happen. Okay, and now we get up to Magid Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya, this is our poor man's bread, the Achalo of Asana. And we say, right, Ashata Hacha Lashana Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. Now we are here next year Ba'arad Yisrael. If you remember, those who are here remember Shabbos HaGadol last year, I spoke a little bit about, this is the only time in Jewish liturgy, really, and hopes and prayers that we daven Lashana Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. We're used to Yerushalayim. That's what we do at the end of the Seder. Lashana Abba Yerushalayim, we're used to. Hashata Hacha Lashana Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. Well, why do we focus on that? So we spoke then about it's connected to Bikurim, and it's a tikkun for the Meraglim. Okay, not for now. But Rav Kook in his Siddur, in the back of his Siddur, in the second volume, he has a Haggadah. In source number 5, he notes, Hadvarim she'ena muchanim tzrichim zvan rav lispatchusam. Things that one is not naturally connected to, you need to develop very hard and very long to create a connection. But if there's already a connection between us and something, v'sibos studios manu mihios ha'achana yotzeis alapoal, and there are what we might say external layers that are preventing me to celebrate that connection, so then it's much faster. Once I take off the layers, then the connection is there. It's not that I have to create a new connection. Tekev kishetosar haminia yotzi mashemuchan kvar alapoal. Says Rav Kook, in classic Rav Kook style. Every Jew's connection to Eretz Yisrael is not something that needs to be developed anew. Every Jew is umbilically connected, if I could say that, to Eretz Yisrael. Yichuseinu l'Eretz Yisrael einenu yachas mikri. It's not coincidental, it's not temporary. Aval hu yachas eloki tiv'i lanu. Kol havayasenu v'atzmusenu kshuros. Hinei be'eretz chemda. Member of Soloveitchik writes, Eretz chemda tovar chava. Where does that lashon come from? Eretz chemda. We say it in benching. It comes from the first time that the word chemda appears in the Torah. The tree to Isha and to Adam was nechmad lamara. Or Soloveitchik says there was some type of pull, inexplicable magnetic pull that was pulling Adam and Chava to the tree. Eretz Chemda, there's a magnetic, unexplainable pull that pulls a Jew to Eretz Yisrael after 2,000 years. And if there's any Jew in the world that doesn't feel that connection, they just have to uncover their layers to be able to feel it. It's not something new that has to be developed from the outside. And that's how we start off the Magid. Hashata Hacha. Maybe now we're here. Maybe now our connection is not as developed as it should be. But Lashana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael. I'm going to do my best to pull off the layers. And again, even for those of us who have the schus to live here, maybe we need to do more to appreciate it even more and more and more every day. And for sure those of Achinu B'nai Yisrael who are not yet Zoche to live here in the most chosen land in the universe. Much kavana has to be had to be able to have the strength to be able to develop this connection even more. Okay, moving right along, and again, as I said, a number of these points are going to be connected, and here's one major one. Manishtana halayla hazeh. Manishtana. Tonight we are all mesubin. Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, former chief rabbi, writes in his Haggadah, and this obviously was his Haggadah that I've had for years, came out many years ago. He writes that when he was growing up, and again, he was orphaned at a very young age, but maybe it was told to him, and this is what he did. Siparnu, Liyaldenu, in his house. Well, let's start from the beginning. Minach shenah hanhagnu lefnei shanim rabo, su la'atziv liyad shulchan lela seder kisei reik. At the Seder, we had an empty chair. As many people that are in the Seder, 11 people coming to the Seder, we have 12 seats. Semel la'achenu shemeever lamasach ha-barzel, to remember the Jews on the other side of the Iron Curtain in those days. Yadus hadmama, the silent Jews. Siparnu li'aldeinu al yudim sherotzim la'agia li'Yisrael. We told our children about names like Sharansky, like other names of Jews. They're there, they're on the other side. V'yonu karim bishmam, shalach es ami, Khrushchev, Brezhnev, Chernikov, lo hispalu menastam, me'akisei reik. They weren't affected by the empty chair. Aval an imam in kibas shamayim ro v'sham v'sakriyo shalanu. But I'm sure in shamayim, they saw the empty chair at our Seder. Nohagnu gam l'kayim be'echan me'arvi cholamoed. One of the Arama Cholamoed, he says, he had an evening with all the Russian Jews that came. And every time I used to read names, and every year, Baruch Hashem, there were some less names. U'b'chal shana zachinu shachelik mi'osam ha'shemas ben hashana she'avra. Yeshvu, yashvu, imanu, they were with us. And they told us about Yesias Mitzrayim shel Dorenu. And he writes in the left side, Be'asar ha'acharon, we've been zochet to get the Jews out of Russia and from others. But we still have an empty chair. There are Jews out there, and he wrote this years ago, that would love to be at a Seder, but they can't, or they won't, and therefore this chair stands empty. And if there was ever a year that we should have an empty chair at our Seder, because we know names of so many Jews that would love to be at a Seder. Halayla hazeh kulanu misubin. Yes, kulanu here, but there are many that are not misubin. Rachmanu litzlan. And we use this night as a night to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that it's in His power to do everything to be able to fill all the chairs, so there's no longer any empty chairs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that with a snap of divine fingers. And that's what we daven for. Shmuel says in Maseches Brachos, we daven for Mashiach. What's the aim bein olam hazeh? Limos Mashiach Ella? What's going to be the difference between now and then? It's going to be a physical existence. We're going to have eating. But we're not going to have subjugations. We're not going to have enemies. We're just going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in simcha and in serenity. And that's what we daven for through Halayla hazeh kulanu musubim, that thought from Rabbi Lau. Okay, we continue. Says the answer to Manashtana, Avadim ayinu l'parah b'Mitzrayim. We were Avadim, and we see at the end of that paragraph, V'ilu lahosi HaKadosh Baruch Hu avaseinu b'Mitzrayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would still be there. And this is one of those questions that's in every Haggadah. What do you mean we'd still be there? Still be there. After thousands of years, we would still be in Mitzrayim. Come on. No, we wouldn't. So the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamim in his Haggadah, says, V'yafshar lomar. Okay, the most popular answer is that we would still have the values of Mitzrayim, we wouldn't have the Torah, okay. But he says, V'yafshar lomar, he says, if you think about it, it's interesting. In every galus that we've had over thousands of years, you know, we're there, we're there, we're there, and then eventually, Rahman al-Islam, as we look around the world today, countries have enough for the Jews. Okay, you've been here for a while, but now we've had enough. Sometimes countries have given us the choice to choose a different religion. Sometimes they've just killed us. Sometimes they've expelled us. Choices. But there's never been a galus that they didn't let us leave. That's kind of the opposite. All the galios, they just throw us out after a while. What kind of galus wants to keep the Jews? But that's what Mitzrayim was about. They didn't want us to leave. Right? Moshe says, let him go. And Paro says, I will not let them go. So we've never had such a galus. But that's the emphasis of, if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, we'd still be there. We'd still be there because it was a different type of galus. Aval in Yeshivas Yisrael v'shibuda b'mitzrayim, haye b'magamas hafucha, was an opposite goal. Hayinu shelo ratzo mitzrayim l'shalcham. He didn't want to send us out. K'vim avur batorah, may akshu slave paro, shelo l'shalcham. And therefore, lo haya kol tikva, there wasn't a hope. All of the galios eventually will get thrown out. Rachman al-Islam, we look around today. Another galus seems to be coming to another stage. We daven for all of Am Yisrael, all over the world, but we recognize that this is the cycle of Jewish history that we have here. Okay. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer. The story of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they were all in Bnei Brak. We spoke years ago why Rabbi Akiva, he was the chief rabbi of Bnei Brak, why they went there. What's the message of Kriyashma Shal Shachris? So if you look in source number 8, the Haggadah Shal Achtus, that's the Haggadah of Rabbi Goldschreiter that puts together the Rav and Rav Kook and Rav of Shlomer Kalbach. So he quotes there from Rav Kook, second Rav Kook thought. We start off the Seder, Samach L'Psicha Sipur Haggadah, beginning towards the beginning of the Seder. We're not at the beginning anymore. But towards the beginning, we describe the Leila Seder of all of these great rabbis that came together. Asher hisasvu yachad kedei ladun lasuach lachklog es lela seder. B'pirusha l'sidr, Rav Kook quotes here, discusses when great rabbis get together. You know, we say at the end of our tefillah, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim, great rabbis, spread peace in the world. Marvim Shalom. Yes, Rav Kook. You ever open up a page of Gemara? There's arguments every five lines. Like, what is that, a joke? Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Like, you don't get five lines. There's one perek in all of Shas, I think, that has no machlokas. One perek. Ezeo Makoman. That's what we say it in the morning. Achtus, that's what it's all about, Karbanas too. But that's it. Fifth perek of Zvachim. But that's it. So ask Rav Kook, what does that mean? Hayim nitan be'emes lomar zos kol echad shenichlas le'beis medrash b'yeshiva. You go into a beis medrash, everybody's screaming at each other. What are you doing? Scream, you're wrong. What are you talking about? Nitkal miyad bevikuchim hasoarim hamithnalim sham. Kol echad posiach taf gemara yodea. Shumali v'gadush, vikuchim achlokos. What's going on? So says Rav Kook, shalom doesn't mean, as we know, they have to agree on everything. Shahamunach shalom ein mashma'uso sha'aleinu lahaskim ze'em ze'. Ela sha'aleinu lahavin ze. You don't have to agree, but you have to understand that there could be a different view. And to respect others that have those views, even if you're the greatest rabbis in the world, you have to recognize that there are other views. These five rabbis, they were all mighty giants in their own right. And yet, they could have a seder together. The ultimate night of Talmud Torah, in a unique way, they could have a Seder together. Right? The greatest rabbis that we know of, sometimes we have stories of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, people coming to him for a shaila, and he realizes that there are other opinions, and this person needs other opinions. Go to the Tzitz Eliezer, go ask Rav Moshe. The recognition. Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman argued on numerous occasions. Rav Shlomo Zalman never left Eretz Yisrael. When he spoke to Rav Moshe on the phone, he stood up. I'm talking to the Gadol Hador, I need to stand. The respect that we have is that Mar B'Shalom, they have charif arguments. But that's, we learn from the Seder. We learn from Maisa B'Reb Elazar. You could be great, but you have to understand and you have to listen. Baruch HaMakom. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shana Santor, Lama Yisrael, and we get into the four sons. Baruch HaMakom and the four sons. If you look in the Haggadah, Kama Malas Tovos, the Haggadah of Eli Sadan, you have here in source number 9, Kenegar Ba'abanim Dibra Torah. You know what you learn from this whole section in the Haggadah? Four questions, four answers. You know what you learn, we learn as parents and grandparents? Every child needs a different answer because they're asking a different question. And it's our job to figure it out. Rav Daron Peretz quoted his son, Rav Daniel, Hashem Yikom Damo, that Daniel once said to him, Chanoch l'nar pidarko, I get to choose the derech. You have to figure out and be mechanech me based on that derech. That's something very chachmadik from amazing from Daniel. But that's what this this Baruch HaMakom is teaching us. He says, "Dibur eino yachol ahavi es atoelas haritzuya elam hu mutam laozen hashomea ol yicholas haklita shelo." If I give the chacham's answer to a tam, it's going to go over their head. If I give a tam's answer to a rasha, he's going to laugh. Every child is asking different questions, and therefore every child needs different answers. Every student is asking different questions. Every person at the Seder has their own way of looking at things. And therefore, as we approach Baruch HaMakom, Kineged HaBanim, the Torah can speak to everybody. We just have to know how to package it. We have to know how to package it. The Torah is mut'emes l'chol echa l'fi kli kibulo. Every single Jew was at Har Sinai, and they had their own Kabbalah Satorah. And as parents and grandparents and teachers, we have to do what we can to try to package it in the way that it's appropriate for the child. Then he goes through, I gave you on the next page, what he says, the difference of the questions between the four sons, HaChacham, who are Rishon, V'gamzeh Limud. The Chacham asks, right, what are all these laws? What's the Chacham asking? He's a Chacham. He knows it all. That's why he's a Chacham. So what's he asking? So he notes, well, there's a word in the Chacham's question that bothers the Mefarshim, because it sounds a little like Rushatik. Right? What does the Rasha say? He was mostly himself from the klal. So was the Chacham. We've spoken about that in the past. But Tezer Veli Sadan, you know what maybe he's asking? I know Torah. I'm a Chacham. I know a lot of halacha. But tell me what Torah means to you. Dad, tell me about your Pesachs growing up. Tell me messages from the earlier generations that I wasn't connected to, but you were. It's not just about the information. I know the information. I know the Torah and the mitzvahs, but tell me, what was it like growing up in my grandparents' home? What minhagim did they have? You! Tell me about your experiences. And what do we answer him? Ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. Which again, why do we pick that? But many Haggadahs explain, what does that mean? Don't eat anything after the matzah? Don't let Pesach be Pesach, one and done, and then it stays on Pesach. Take Pesach with you. Let the taste of the matzah last. You know what my grandparents taught me and my great-grandparents taught me? Pesach wasn't just one night. It was a defining night that they took with them. That's the message we give the Chacham. We don't give the Chacham more Torah and mitzvahs and information. He knows. But we give him the message behind all of that information, that he should take it with him. Right, and that's what he says. The left side, Hilchas Pesach, the bottom right, Ein inyan rak la'asosan, ligmar, ki im kol inyanim hu yishar taman b'leva adam, sheyashpiyu al kol olamo apanimi. And that's all avodas Hashem. Mitzvahs have to define us, have to purify us. It's not just, okay, yotzei. Sometimes we do that, we're human. You know, sometimes we get to go to early mincha, and after early mincha, we're like, okay. And now I don't have to think about davening for a couple hours. It's like, yotzei. Especially, you know, those who had the experience of being an ovel. It's like somebody once told me, the Kaddish paranoia, right? However it's described, or the anxiety of, you know, your whole life revolves around when's my next minion. But we have to recognize every mitzvah is a privilege. Every mitzvah, every amen is a schus. So that's the Chacham, Rasha. What does the Rasha say? What's this avoda? So you know what Eli Sadan says? You know what we learn about the Rasha? He's asking a question. And that's great. Because if he wouldn't be asking a question, that would be even worse. And as long as he's asking a question, so we talk to him. We talk to him. We try to teach him. So what message do we give him? Ulafi, what do we say to him? He was kofer be'ikr because he said lachem and you. And we say, if you had that attitude, right, Eloi Shamo Haya Nigal, that's pretty charif. He's asking a question. So Rav Eli Sadan saying, no, no, no. You know what we're really telling the Russia? And again, this is all here. I'm just reading, saying it outside. You know what we're really telling the Russia? Be part of the Jewish people. That's all. Because if you weren't part of the Jewish people, you wouldn't have come out of Mitzrayim. Elo Hayasham, if that attitude existed, Lo Hayaniga, 4/5 of the Jewish people, didn't make it out. Russia, no, please, just, I'm not explaining, you have a lot of kashas, you have a lot of issues, just be part of the Jewish people. Identify yourself as a Jew. And that itself is a lifeline. How many people over the past 4 months are proud, are standing strong, just to be a Jew? And the Tom says, Mazos, the Tom doesn't know so much. So what do we do for the Tom? Bavur Zeh. What does that mean? Bavur Zeh. Show and tell. A Tom is not so advanced. A Tom doesn't know so much. So that type of child needs visual aids. Right? Every child needs different things. The Chacham needs one thing, and the Russia needs something else, and the Tam, and the Einu Yodea L'Shol. B'chosek Yod Hosianu Hashem Yimitzrayim. We talk about miracles to him, because everybody can understand miracles. And everybody can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. You don't have to be such a chacham to understand a miracle. An amazing story. Hamoshech Esalev, Oso Sumov Simbechulu. And remember, it's an Eina Yodea Lishol, not an Eina Rotze Lishol. And that's a big difference between the two. So we learn from that idea, from that whole section, that we have to try to uncover what each of our children and grandchildren, what makes them tick every day of our lives. But especially on Pesach, when hopefully the hearts of our children are a little more open than the rest of the year, we have to try to do our best as parents and grandparents to be able to share that. And as sons and daughters, do what we can to try to learn from the earlier generations. Okay, Yochel Meirosh Chodesh. Yochel Meirosh Chodesh, the Medrash tells us, so I might have thought that the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim starts on Rosh Chodesh. Kamash Malan, no, only later on Pesach. I might have thought it starts before. So the question that's asked again in many Agadas, what's the Hav Amina? Why would I have thought that the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim starts on Rosh Chodesh? There's no mitzvah to sit in a sukkah from Rosh Chodesh. There's no mitzvah to blow shofar before Rosh Hashanah. Why would I have thought that? Says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in his Agada, because what happened on Rosh Chodesh? And it's a Rashi we just read, a pasuk we just read, and last week, Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu commands Bnei Yisrael all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, all about Korban Pesach, and the laws, and matzah. And the pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, Vayelchu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe Ve'Aaron Kein Asu. They did it. Vayelchu vayasu. Asks Rashi. V'chi kfar asu. V'alo mei Rosh Chodesh no malam. What do you mean? Moshe told them, and it says they did it. They didn't do it yet. They decided to do it. They accepted that this is what they want to do. And deciding things in Judaism is also a crucial stage. A lot of times we know we want to do something. We want to take a certain direction in our life. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to do something that I know deep down that I should do. But it's hard for me. The second I make the decision, that's already a major step. And we'll have Siyata Deshmaya helping us. Remember that Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tes, he doesn't quote it. A man goes over to a woman and says, Hari Mukudeshes Li Amanasha Ani Tzadik. I hereby am married to you. I can make any tanai I want when I get married. I'm married to you, I'm an as, that I'm the biggest tzaddik in the world. Says the Gemara, Afilu Rasha Gomer, Kol Yomav HaReizu Mekudeshes. Even if he never did a mitzvah in his life, they're married. Shema Hirher Shuva Belibo. Maybe he had an epiphany, he had a moment of, I'm going to change my life. Change my life, that makes you a tzaddik? Yes. Because once I decide something, that has tremendous significance in getting it done. So that's the Havamina. They decided to do Karban Pesach already on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe that's the beginning of the Geula. Kamash Malan, nah, we don't go that far. You still have to go by actually when Hashem took us out. But we already decided to take part in the Geula by taking the goat and tying it, the sheep, and taking the god of the Mitzrayim. So that had a significance, Kamash Malan. The message for us is we need to make those decisions. Right? We all can make those decisions to reach to the next level, to go to the places where we never thought we could get to. Baruch, what's the next one? Mitchila. Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu. Avram Avinu. V'yachshav Kervonu Amakom Avodaso. It all started with Avram Avinu. So there's a thought. I don't think I might have said this in Agadah this year. I don't think so. I have to check the notes. But there is a thought that I've quoted many other times in other contexts, maybe in Parsha Shiurim, from Rav Chaim Yivolozhin. Once we're talking about Avram Avinu, and we should talk about Avram Avinu a little bit tonight. Mitchilo of the Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. And even Avram Avinu was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says. So you look in the Ruach Chaim, that's the Rav Chaim Yivolozhin's commentary on Pirkei Avos. So he points out, Asar Nesiotis Esasa Avram Avinu. There are two Mishnayos in a row in Pirkei Avos. Perek Hay, I think, is the Perek all about the numbers. Five of these, or ten of these, it's all the numbers. So the Mishnah says that there are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham to teach me how much patience Hashem has. They all made Hashem angry and he didn't do anything. And then the next Mishnah says, Avram Avinu passed his 10 tests. Asara Nisir Nisasas Avram Avinu V'amad B'kulam. Interesting, Rav Chaim Yivolozhin points out, and again, until he points it out, you don't catch it. But once you catch it, the first Mishnah says Noach to Avraham. Second Mishnah says Avraham Avinu. He's only called Avinu in the second Mishnah, not the first Mishnah. Why? If you're writing it in one, just write it in the first one. So why did it say 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, but Avraham Avinu passed 10 tests, says Rav Chaim Yivolozhin. Because in the second Mishnah, he's acting as Avinu. In the second Mishnah, he's not just a person, but he's a patriarch. He's the founder of a nation. And everything that Avram Avinu did in his life put into our DNA the ability to do those tests. He's Avinu. Kama mido shatzadik torach v'yagal asigam levanav achrav heima keteva mutfa. They're like teva. Ubiksas yagia yagiyu lazeh. And a little bit of yagia. Kamo shirina bachush. Rachman al-Itzlan, you know what we're great at? Being Makadei Shem Shamayim. Right? Sacrifice. You know where a Jew gets the ability to sacrifice his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What gives all of our precious Chayalim the ability to go and risk their lives? And Rachman al-Itzlan, so many, too many to give their lives because Avram Avinu did the Akedah. And he put it into their blood, into their DNA to be able to say, I'm acting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is what I have to do, because I'm a Jew, and I'm a descendant of Avram Avinu. And when any Jew gets up, his oris adam pitom, leilech leretz hakodesh, when any Jew gets up to say, I need and I want to make aliyah, even though they're very comfortable and everything fits and it doesn't make full sense, and you're not going to dot every I and cross every T, where does that come from? Lech lecha me'artzecha. Because he's Avinu. And the kochos that we have as Jews and as the nation of Jews, throughout history, it comes from him. Because he's Avinu in terms of passing the tests. And that's what we remember in this paragraph. Mitchilo de Avodazar Hayov Aseinu, but then Avram stopped. And he changed his life. And he acted for Hashem. And we have that zchus to be his descendants. Baruch Shomer. I know there's a lot. We keep moving in every one of these. Our basis for a lot more, but we have a lot of meals on Pesach. One is allowed to, I always say I'm a radical, one is allowed to use these Divrei Torah during the day meal as well. Even Shabbos Chol HaMoed, even Shabbos HaGadol, feel free. Feel free. Especially those of us who have the schus of having one Seder. But there's plenty, that's what it says in the Torah, by the way. Okay, here we go. Source 16. Surah 16. I love two Siddurim when I was in Chutz Laaretz, and I love one Seder that I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm fine. I'm an all, try to appreciate what we have. Baruch Shomer after Chasli Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promise. Hashem, thank you for keeping your promise. Ask Rav Rivlin, the former Mashgiach in Keren B'Yavne, in his Agada, the question that many asks in the Agada. Hashem, thanks for keeping your word. Like, that's such a great thing. Hashem promised to Avram in the Brisbane of Asarim. He promised. V'achrechein Yetzu Berchush Gadol. So he promised, so thanks Hashem. You know, that's, Madua magia al-Kadosh Baruch Hu berchaz yashikoach. Miyuchedes al-Shmir Saftachaso. Right? Yadua kigeri yezaracha v'erosol lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Right? It's a mashal. It's a mashal like a teacher that promises to give every child in the class a gift at the end of the year. When he gives the gift, they can say thank you, but it's not so great. But says Rav Rivlin, no. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu? Your seed. Zaracha. What's Zaracha? Avram Avinu had a lot of Zera. Right? You know what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Thank you for choosing us to fulfill your promise with. Because Avram Zera started off with Yishmael and Yitzchak. Thank you for choosing Yitzchak. Yaakov and Esav. Thank you for choosing Yaakov. So it's like the teacher in the class that doesn't say, I'm going to give everybody a present at the last day of school. He says, I'm going to give somebody a present at the last day of school. And on the last day, he chooses one boy to give it to. That boy says, thank you for choosing me. And that's what we have kavana in Baruch Shomer of the Chasal Yisrael. Hashem made a promise, but it was not clear at that time who was going to be rewarded and the recipient of that promise. And he says in this longer piece, which we're not going to read, that's what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for making us Zera Abraham. Okay, we continue. V'hisha'am dalav oseinu v'lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. So if you look in the Mishnah Sachir, the Mishnah Sachir is Rav Teichtel, the author of the Eim HaBadam Smecha. In his Pirush on Chumash, he writes here in Parshas Bo. He deals with something that we had a whole Shabbos like Olah Drasha a couple years ago about. But he discusses what real, the Pasuk by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Remember, Bnei Yisrael are stuck. The Mitzriim are behind them. The Yamsuf is in front of them. They have nowhere to go. So what do? They start davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why are you davening? Davri al Bnei Yisrael v'yiso. Matitzak Eli, why are you crying to me? So the Arachayim HaKadosh, on that pasuk, we've quoted this before, said the Arachayim HaKadosh, what do you mean, what are you davening for? What else is a Jew supposed to do when they're based Sarah? Of course they're supposed to daven. So the Rav Teichtel quotes, he doesn't quote it, I don't think, from the Arachayim, but he quotes on the same pasuk, ultimate salvation only happens when we take part in our salvation. It's great to be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we only said Shira to Hashem after Kriyas Yamsuf, not after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Kriyas Yamsuf we were part of. We jumped into the water. I want to save you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I need you to partner with me. I need you to partner with me. That's Dabar El Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso. That's ultimate. Ultimate geula. Look what he writes on the bottom left. When we left Mitzrayim, we didn't do anything yet. It was just the Amunah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into a sakana so that they can then take part in the geula and ultimately be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. We say in Vehisha Amda, this is the first generation in thousands of years that we have the schus to be able to be fulfilling this dictate and this definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. Of course it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we get to partner with him. And we haven't been able to defend ourselves in thousands of years. Rachmana Litzlan, you named the century, we were persecuted. But that was it, we ran away. But in this generation, we have the schus to be able to have the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's definition of Hatzalah, the Mishneh Sachar's definition of Hatzalah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. We partner with him. And we say Shira. And we dive in that the Shira is a full Shira very soon. And we continue with Seyu Lamad in the next paragraph. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam, Seyu Lamad, go look what Lavan wanted to do to us. Seyu Lamad, and the lashon, the unusual lashon of Seyu Lamad, go out and learn. Matbikish Lavan Ha'arami, Seyu Lamad, what does that lashon mean? So I quoted this from this Haggadah last year, the Kerem HaTzvi, or Tzvi Hirschferber, lived about 80 years ago. His grandson put out the Haggadah, and he gave one to me. So he quotes from the Gra. The Gra connects the end of Hisha Amda, V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. He connects it to Seyu Lamad, a thought that many are familiar with, but he puts it here. B'chol dar v'dar omdim aleinu latzilenu. Omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. They want to kill us, and Hashem saves us. We have no idea, most of the time, about the plans of our enemies and what they wanted to do. We see one salvation. Sometimes we'll find plans to know what they really wanted to do, to know what their real kavanas were. Right, that's the story in Hallel. Hallel Hashem kol goyim ki gavar aleinu chasto. The goyim are going to praise us because they know what they really wanted to do. And that's what we say every Shabbos morning. La'osei niflaos gedolos lavado. So we usually translate that to mean only Hashem does the miracles. No, la'osei lavado. He's the only one that knows that they're niflaos because he knows what our enemies wanted to do. How do you know that? Seyu Lamad, go out and research and look at Lavan. Lavan on the surface, was he so bad? Was he so bad? Yaakov, come live with me and it'll be okay. And Lavan was Arami Ovid Avi. He wanted to destroy everything. Just like Lavan, there was so much behind that we didn't know and realize how much Lavan wanted to do to us. So too, Seyu Lamad, go learn out from Lavan. Because that's the attitude of our enemies. That's the attitude of our enemies. Okay, now we get to the psukim. The psukim that we darshan from Arami Ovid Avi, and one of them is Vaya'anunu. And we were persecuted. Rav Aviner writes in his Haggadah, in source number 19, Vaya'anunu, we were persecuted. Pesach Yom Oledet Shalom Yisrael. Right? It's our birthday. Something also that we've dealt with in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. He got a little bit Mitzrayim B'Tur Mishpacha. We came as a family. And we left as a nation. We can't understand why, but we can definitely look and describe what happened in Mitzrayim. Those 210 terrible, persecuted, tragic years. But they created something. That Inui created Am Yisrael. Because there's no nation better than us than helping each other in times of need. There's nobody like Am Yisrael. Rachmana Litzlan. We have to try to do that when we're not in need. That's the goal. But there's nobody better than Jews to help Jews on the other side of the world. And one Jew would do anything. Financially, millions and millions of dollars. What? Helmets? I'll send 100. You know, whether it was, some of them were, all got to the right. But what we saw over these past few months is unheard of in the annals of history. And it's just, it's mind-boggling, but this is what we were born from. Says Rav Aviner, that's part of why we have Vaya'anunu, how we became a nation, through the Inui. Am Shalem Achai, and he says, you think about it, it's amazing that we are supposed to be an Or LaGoyim, a whole nation, that is supposed to teach, by example, the world, what it means to be a family, what it means to be an Am. And he says towards the end, and the fact that we come back to the land of Israel and we establish political sovereignty for the first time in 2,000 years, and more people learning Torah today in the state of Israel than ever before, probably in the history of the world. The state of Israel gives more money to Torah institutions than any other philanthropist in the world. Says Rav Aviner, Kol kach shoaf imanu la'achdus, ach adayim pizur imanu bein shitos vizramim, yamin usmol, ashkenazim, esfaradim, sionim, charedim, chiloniim, datiim. There are so many strands, but we have to remember, kol ha'am neshama achas. We have to remember that. Like we learned before, mar b'shalom ba'olam. We have to remember that. We suffer together, we've suffered together, and we need to stay connected even when we're not suffering, but especially while we still have suffering going on, ad bi'ez goel. There's somebody going to be in need, and we need to connect through Vaya and recognize the Vayayunu was part of what made us Am Yisrael. Makos Bechoros, Makos. We get to the Makos, and it's interesting, Chazal tell us that Pidyon HaBen, one of the mitzvahs related to Makos Bechoros, goes by only maternal firstborn. Only maternal firstborn. Why the mother? Why the mother? In Mitzrayim, which firstborns died? From the mother, from the father, the head of the household, you know. Much more flexible. Much more flexible in terms of the definition of firstborns. But when it comes to Makos Bechoros, the mitzvah that reminds us, Pidyon HaBen, it goes by the mother. So explains the Chaye Moshe here, Rabbi Bick, in his Sefer on Chumash Parshas Bo. He says, if you think about it, right, the Gemara tells us, Bizchus Nashim Tzidkani, Yoshaya Bo'osu Adar. It was the righteous women in that generation that got us out in their merit. They went out to the field and they were with their husbands. But don't Chazal say that we did have some Tzchuyos? We didn't change our name. We didn't change our Levush. We had some good Tzchuyos too. Why is it the women? Why was it the women? So says the Chaye Moshe. He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out because the Mitzrayim were, you know, not being, right, midas harachamim, Hashem has rachmanus on us. But you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu has rachmanus, you know, He has rachmanus on the whole world. So there's rachmanus on us, but maybe there's also rachmanus on, right, Masa Yadei Tovim Bayam, Batim Omer Mshira. But then there's Midas Hadin. So no, we deserve to go out. But then there's, he says it's not so clear. Remember the Malachim, Halalo of the Avodah Zarah, Halalo of the Avodah Zarah. We were on the 49th level of Tumah too. It wasn't so clear. 4/5 of the Jewish people died. They didn't want to go out. We weren't so separate. So we needed a power of Midas Harachamim to tip the scales. We needed a power of Midas Harachamim that went above and beyond any Midah in the Torah. And that was the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. It was the mothers. Because the Rachmanis of a mother on a child is like no other Rachmanis that the earth knows. Bizchus Nashim Tzidkaniyos. And Dafka Pidyon by Makos Bechoros, where Hashem Dafka saved us and passed over us, we connect to the righteous women. Keter Rechem. Because, that's what he says on the next page, Ha'yizakukim l'midas harachamim miyuchedes, shalo tishra le'midas hadin, shashora umos ha'olam, nisor midas harachamim b'schar nashim tzidkaniyos, excuse me, shem rachmanios. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the rachmanis of a mother to be able to take us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, Dayenu. Dayenu, every line of Dayenu we could talk about, but let's talk about one of the famous ones. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us into in front of our Sinai, V'lo nasan lanu es HaTorah Dayenu. Right, so what is that? What good would our Sinai would have done if we wouldn't have gotten the Torah? So here in the commentator's Pesach Seder Haggadah, right, one of the few svarim of Rabbi Sender from Chicago, he quotes five pshatim, some short. Number one, achdus. Right? Vayich Hashem Yisrael Neged Ahar. That's the most popular answer in various agadas. We were all united, and that itself would be significant. Number one. Number two, we would just be near Hashem. Right? Even without getting just like if you're near, sometimes you're near an Adam Gadol. Just being in their presence for a few minutes, like, rubs off. Just near. You go into a spice store, you come out, you still smell good. Right? Number two. Number three. Third, focus on one word. Ilah Kadosh Baruch Hu Nasa Lanu. Hevi Lanu, I forgot the exact lashon. V'lo Nasa Lanu Esa Torah. If we would have, Hashem, you could have given the Torah to everybody. But you chose us. Rather, it might not have been given to us exclusively. We might instead have had to share it with other nations. This also would have sufficed. We would have had to share the Torah. Number four, also focus on Lanu. We know the principle of Lo Bashamayim Hi. But Metzia Nuntes, the rabbis, Chazal, have the power of interpretation and decision-making. Hashem, you allow us to take part in the halachic process. If you would have brought us to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah to take part in, to be an active player, the fact that there's Torah Shebal Peh, that every time you go to a Svarim store, there's more Svarim. I'm sorry to add to the problem, but Lo Bashamayim Hi. But thank you for giving us the ability to also help be part of that creative process. Nasan lanu es haTorah. And number five, lanu, remember the Gemara in Shabbos? The Malachim wanted the Torah. Why are you giving them the Torah? And Hashem says, Moshe, you tell them. And Moshe goes through the Aseret HaDibros that don't apply to the Malachim. So what were they thinking? The Torah could have been written in a different way. Right? The Torah existed before the world was created. It didn't say, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim. It spelled out names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could have read differently. Hashem, thank you for giving the Torah to us as it's read now, so it applies to us and not to the angels. So the last three pshatim, to us and not to the other nations, to us, the creative power, and not just to you, to us and not to the angels. Three different pshatim of the word lanu in that line of Dayenu. Pesach Matzah Maror. If only Magid would go this fast, right? Okay. Pesach Matzah Maror. So if you look in the Maisa Nisim, Actually, you know what? We'll go straight. The Maisa Nisim, the Nesivus wonders, he quotes from the question from the Barbanel, that we emphasize when we said Pesach al Shum, Ma al Shum, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our houses and saved our firstborns. Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Abarbanel already wonders, Hashem protected us through Makkas Bacharis, He protected us through every Makkah. None of the Makkas went to the Jews. Dam Sfardei Akinim. They all. Why Makkas Bacharis is something specific? We emphasize Pesach al Shum, Ma al Shum, Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al Batenu. That's the Abarbanel's question. So the Maisa Nisim, the Nesivus, says something that might be even counterintuitive. He says, we know, when you're a shliach, you have to do exactly what the Mishaleach told you to do. If I'm a shliach for something, I can't do my own thing. If I do my own thing, then the whole shlichus is broken. The first nine makas were done by a shliach. Hashem said, do this to the Mitzrayim. Do this. So, well, you can't change, okay? The last makkah, what do we say in the Haggadah? Anivelo malach, anivelo sarf. It was the balabais. It was the mishaleach. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. He could do whatever he wants. So as we just said, halalo avdei avodah zarah, halalo avdei avodah zarah, Hashem wasn't subject to any limits. And yet he saved us and he passed over us. That's why we emphasize it by Makkas Bacharis. Because that's the only one that Hashem did. And he could do whatever he wants. He wasn't subject to any limits of the Mishalchim. And the next verse, Rabbi Bernstein also talks about this Maisa Nisim, has his own little way of adding to it, but feel free to look at it, but we don't have time right now. We're going to move on. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, we just spoke about Pesach, Rav Moshe, source 27. Rav Moshe talks about Pesach Matzah Maror. Pesach Matzah Mar, each representing another yesod in life. Rav Moshe says, Pesach relates to something that we mentioned earlier. Hashem passed over us. That reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us even when we don't even realize it or don't even know it. Rav Moshe writes, Lamashal, you see on the right side, somebody's walking outside, somebody, Bein Mahalich Beraglov, you just got to read this because it's Rav Moshe, Ubein HaNoseya B'Mashin, Mechonit, right? Rav Moshe writes machines. That's how he writes cars. So if somebody, every time somebody's in a car, Rav Moshe says, when you get to your destination, you have to realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected you. There wasn't some crazy driver that no matter how good a driver one person is, you're putting yourself into the hands of the whole world. Pesach is what we said before. That Tseu Lamad. Pesach Hashem protects us. We learned that. Matzah. You know what matzah teaches us? In a second Hashem could redeem us. In a second. You don't even have time to put the challahs in the oven. Matzah. Bottom right. Ein tzorach lachanav zman hanikar. Pitom. That's the word that's used. Pitom. It's used in, I think, in Malachi. For the when Mashiach is going to come. Pitom. Now, Maror. Maror, what do we learn? Sha'af b'medina ha'yoser tova li'Yisrael yishlocha she'pitom yemaru eschayeh. Mitzrayim was a great place for the Jews. Right? There wasn't a famine there. We had food. Right? We had the viceroy, the second in command of the country, was a Jew. And overnight, Vayachem Malachadash, Shalom Yadas Yosef. You could have the greatest, gullest country in the world, and overnight, it could become Marar. And Rav Moshe, who called America Medina Shel Chesed, you know, he knew, and future told what every gullest we have to be wary of. Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. So, they all work together. Right? Marah, we have to recognize that any gallus could change in a moment, but we also know matzah. Hashem could redeem us in a second. In a second, he could bring us all the ultimate geula. B'chol dar v'adar, chayev adam liros es atzmo, ki'ilu hu yatzah mimitzrayim. We have about four thoughts left. B'chol dar v'adar, so Rav Soloveitchik, after I say Rav Soloveitchik at some point. Source 28, Rav Soloveitchik writes in his Agada, Lo matzinu shebnei Yisrael amru shirach shatzim Mitzrayim. Question we asked before. Right, we don't find that bnei Yisrael sung shira before Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, only then and not earlier at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why not? V'tzorach yinamai. So we gave one answer before, because that's when we were mishtatef. That's when we took part in it also. Rav Soloveitchik has a different answer. V'nira lomar. D'kishegenigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim. Yatzagufa me'avdus l'cheres. When we left Mitzrayim, it was physical redemption. Aval halo Mitzrayim gab shibdu esnafsham shel b'nei Yisrael. But we were sunken into Egyptian culture. We didn't have the value system that a Jew needs to have. After Kriyas Yamsuf is the first time that it says vayaminu b'shem of Moshe avdo. We had emuna. We had spiritual revelation. Not ultimate, that took 6 weeks later when we were given the Torah, but we started our connection with Hashem. Not just from physical bondage, but from spiritual. And that is why we said Shira then, Bechol Dar Vadar. Right? We say, we're davening to say Shira, but why didn't we say Shira Yetzias Mitzrayim? This is the answer, because we don't just celebrate physical freedom. We celebrate our spiritual abilities. And that's why, if you remember Purim, what do we celebrate? We don't celebrate the day we won the war. We celebrate the day after. Right? In all the countries, Yud Gimel was the day they won the war, and Yud Dalet they rested. Because we don't celebrate war. You'll never have a Jewish soldier, taking a picture on top of an enemy corpse. Because that's not what we celebrate. We fight because we have to, but then ultimately our spiritual victories are what we ultimately cherish. Third to last thought. We say in the bracha of Asher Galanu, Sasim ba'avodasecha, Simcha. Simcha ba'avodas Hashem, Rav Dessler writes on the top left. Simcha in avodas Hashem is a basic idea. We know there's so much based on, we have to have try to have simcha. We didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. And he quotes from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm. He says, if you ever borrow something, you have a certain, you're happy to use it, so it gives you a certain level of simcha. Let's say you have a gadget, somebody a gadget, but it belongs to a sibling of mine, and I'm using it, a fancy watch. So I have a certain level of simcha to use it. But what happens if I get my own? If I get my own watch, it's mine. So it's, says of Simcha Zissel, what's ours temporarily and what's ours forever? Everything in this world that we get is temporary, but we have some simcha to it. Every mitzvah that we do in this world is forever. We put on tefillin. We daven. We say kiddush. That's a kinyan forever. How much simcha that should give us. Because that's really something that's permanent. Sasim ba'avoda secha, in your avoda Hashem, that's true simcha. Because that's the only thing that's forever. Everything else is stuff that we have. But the only thing that we take with us is our connection. There's some famous quote, I think I quoted it many years ago in a drasha, right? Somebody said on their deathbed, somebody quoted, nobody on their deathbed ever said, I wish I had spent more time in the office. That's not what we take with us. It's our Torah and mitzvah, sasen b'avodah secha. Oh, Hallel after the Seder, after Magid, in the Haggadah's Gedolah Yerushalayim, says, on the right side, we say in Hallel, we said Hallel today, Rosh Chodesh, Aznayim lehem lo yishmu, they have ears, the Avodah Zarah have ears, they don't hear. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that one time, he grew up near Yeshivas Eitz Chaim, where he went to school. There were these two stone lions. I don't know if they were the same lions that were later in the old city. I don't think so. But there were these two stone lions. And his Rebbe, he was a little boy, his Malamit told him, he says, you know what? If you start playing music near the lions, when the lions hear the music, they're going to start dancing. And they all like, really? They all went home to get their instruments, and they went back, and they start playing the music next to the lions, and nothing happens. And they go as their Malamed, they say, Rebbe, you told us that when the lions hear the music. So he says, yeah, I said when the lions hear the music. You're playing, but they're not hearing. If they would hear the music, then they would start dancing. But often, the music is being played right in front of us, but we're not hearing. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have to hear what's around us. We have to hear our experiences. And we have to let it make a roshem. Dvarim Shadam Shomea Kishu Ben Shmona Yamim. And he talks about things that we hear even before we realize it. At a bris, tells a story there that you could read. But we have to open up our ears to be able not just to hear, I'd add, but to listen, and to be able to make it part of us. And finally, one thought on Echon Miodea. A little bit deep thought that's quoted here in the Haggadah's Kol Aryeh. Tisha Miodea, who knows nine? Nine of the months before a baby is born. And the question that's asked in some Haggadahs don't have any commentary on this because who's going to talk about Divrei Torah at this stage of the Seder? But you might say, you could say it I tell my Talmidim. You have to know, it could be that all the people who are anti are already sleeping on the couch by this time. So you're safe to say it, but you have to know, maybe not. But you could say it during the day also. So many Mefarshim ask, doesn't seem to be so Jewish. All the other numbers have to do with Torah and mitzvahs, Mishnah and Chumash and Shvatim and Atzeres HaDibros. Nine of the months before a baby's born, everybody has this. Everybody has this. Says the Haggadah Kol Aryeh, right here. So he says, Nir Lani has died, the second line. When we call them Amina Tam, let me explain something first. She'akoyin Gadol Zorek Bebeis HaMikdash Al HaKaporis Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata. We know the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadashim, or outside the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur, remember, achas, v'achas, achas, l'mala v'sheva l'mata. One with his finger up, And seven, he sprinkles the blood down. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. What's the message? So he quotes from the Gra that in Yala v'yavo, we have eight lashonos of Hashem. What Hashem, what are we daven for? Yala v'yavo v'yagia v'yera v'yeratza v'yishama v'yipake v'yizacher. Eight lashonos in Yala v'yavo. Why eight? So the Gra quotes that the Gemara Chagiga tells us there are seven levels of heaven. There are seven shamayims. Shiva rakiyam yesh od rakiyam. There are seven heavens. And above that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, not in space. But there are seven shamayims. So we say eight lashonos because when we daven, Hashem, take our zichroneinu, take it all the way to your Kisei HaKavod. Yala, v'yavo, v'yagia, v'yera, v'yeratza. Eight lashonos because we want our Hashem to remember us. Above all seven, all the way to where Hashem is. And that's the achas lamala v'sheva lamata. It's the seven of the heavens, achas lamala v'sheva lamata. There are seven below, there are seven heavens, but there's one above, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's space. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. That's already unbelievable. But now he continues and says, we know the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Daf Beis, tells us that the mafteach, the key to certain events, was not given to any malachim, it's Hashem himself. Remember, rain, tchias ha-mesim, childbirth. Kadosh Baruch Hu is at every birth. Meaning, Hashem comes down from all eight sections and comes below to where we are, 9 months, nine levels, to be able to be at every childbirth. Tisha Yarche Leda. Maybe that's why also I'll add, he doesn't say this, it's Tisha Yarche Leda. It's Tisha Yarche Ibur. You're not giving birth for 9 months. I've heard of long labors, but Dafka Leda, because the nine has to do with the Leda, Kadosh Baruch Hu coming down. And I'll just end and add, tonight we were born. Tonight is the birth of Am Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani v'lo malach, ani, Hashem is there. Malach Bakas Becharos. He's the one. So he came down once this evening. But we know, Rav Dessler and others say, that whenever there's a power in a certain moment in history on the Jewish calendar, that power is there always. So the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down for the birth, maybe that's how Chazal also had it. How do you know Hashem comes for every Leda? Because he was there for our Leda, for our national Leda. But as we mentioned before from the Smak, Kishem, that he came down and was at the Leda originally, we know and we believe and we hope and we yearn and we trust that he could come down. We're waiting for that other half of Matzah to be fulfilled. That yachatz, that safun, we're still waiting and we know it's going to come. We know we're very close. We're at the end of Chag Gadya. We're at the end of final stages. And we're just waiting for Va'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ez Hashem, may it come speedily, because after every darkness in Jewish history comes tremendous light. And after the great darkness that we've had over the past 6 months, Hashem should shower us with light, with or, with wonderful simcha times, be'ez Hashem, for all of Klal Yisrael.